Live FM, WMFO in Medford. Past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard Willie Wright and his Sparkles do Gibble Gobble, a single released on the Federal label in 1961. But I ain't going to lie, after Las Vegas Grind Part 2 CD version came out on Strip. Before that, Tommy Senna and the Valmonts did Onions, a single released on the Valmont label in 1962. Before that, the musical Lynn Twins did Indian Rock, came out on Blue Feather in 1958, but I got off the compilation Sin Alley Volume 3. Before that, the Ohio Express did the title track to their Chewy Chewy LP, came out on Buddha in 1969, and we kicked it off with the A-side to this week's backing track, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Indian Giver, 7-inch released on Buddha in 1969. Anyway, we're heading into the second hour. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner.
Ma Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Was mad. Now looking around, he wasn't gone long, and evening he ran into an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole complexion.
Broccoli.
He had never seen such beautiful sight. For it, he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she almost passed out from fright. He looked at her, thought, what a deli. He touched her once, she slapped him silly. This was something he had never sensed. He looked at her as she commenced. Now listen, pal, this ain't no fluke. I can't see going with the big green cook. You've heard about the jolly green giant. Don't let his troubles cross your mind.
Sorry, Fox.
He couldn't get Sally, so went back to his valley. The cat was colorblind.
You're listening to the King of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Fiendes, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
That ain't none of my old lady. I used to talk to her. Now that the cat she go with now, and he just busted her. Now listen to this.
I used to think that you were really cool. I used to think that you never would be nobody's fool. Let me tell you, baby, you're a jive tricking. Give me a string.
I done had enough of that. No.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard the Ohio Players, one of those rare songs that I play on the Desperate Hours that lasts more than 3 minutes. A Jive Turkey from the Skin Tight LP, came out on the Mercury label in 1974. This was an integral part of the soundtrack of my adolescence. Before that, you heard the Kingsmen with the Jolly Green Giant, the 7-inch, came on a wand in 1965. Well, that Ramones, for all you vegetables out there. Every time I eat vegetables, it makes me think of you. From the Subterranean Jungle LP, came out on Sire in 1983. Well, that this week's song that everybody knows, among several others. The Trashmen with Surfin' Bird, 7-inch, came out on Garrett in 1963. And before that, Nat Kendrick and the Swans did Do the Mashed Potato Part 2. Got that off the compilation Frolic Diner Volume 4, came out on Romulan in 1996, originally released on the Day label in 1960. Anyway, we've got one more talk break to go before we put this thing out of its misery. This is the Thanksgiving episode of the Desperate Hours. We will have one Christmas Eve as well, thanks to the coronavirus pandemic and being forced to upload shows to WMFO's automation. We hope you're digging it. If you're not, well, you're probably out of luck because no one's hiring disc jockeys, even on a volunteer basis. Anyway, let's get back in with these are the Desperate Hours of WMFO in Memphis.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a Labish Terrier-Hound-Chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're out of home. Way out west in Arizona many moons ago, there lived a brave Apache that they called Geronimo. Now listen to me closely while this story I reveal. His back was straight, his hair was black, his eyes were cold as steel. In the spring when buds were bursting and the mountain streams were gushing, through the hills and across the plains he rode so merrily. And by when he grew up and left his father's wiggy up, he took a wife and settled down to raise a family. White man killed his wife and mother and it drove him mad. Geronimo had once been good but now he was all bad. His chief surrendered but the white man spoke with forked tongues. Mangus lies out on the plains, his head in Washington. Cochise, don't surrender, don't betray your tribe. I know you hate the white men cause they've cheated and they've lied. They'll put you on a reservation way down by the sea, where if you want to see the sun, you've got to climb a tree. Soon the great Apache nation settled on the reservation. Never would they hunt the deer or buffalo again. Geronimo would not surrender, for too well did he remember things that happened in his youth that set his soul aflame. Way down on the Gila River, just at break of day, his screaming band attacked the village in their savage way. Geronimo, 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 they cried. When his warriors left there, not a soul was left alive. Far from old Fort Seal, a band of Cherokees are living up there still. Their campfires are burning, a gray wolf lurks nearby, and from the dark canyons I hear in his cry, Geronimo! Geronimo!
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Cause she had to learn that I popcorn for fun. it was so, and invited me back out on the floor. I put the popcorn on a tip.
Would you pass the biscuits, please? Would you please pass the biscuits? It's the same thing every Sunday since I can't remember when. Ten folks all around the table and the biscuits way up the other end. I got a plate of chicken and taters and a lot of stuff like that. All I need's a biscuit, but foot, look where they're at. I guess I could reach across the table, but that's ill-mannered, Ma always said. Sure wish I had a biscuit. I just can't eat without bread. Oh, would you pass the biscuit? Excuse me. Would you please pass the biscuits? All I want's a biscuit. Nobody seems to care. They wouldn't talk so doggone loud, they might be able to hear. Bye, doggies. They're half finished eating and I ain't even begun. I wish you'd look at them biscuits disappear. I'll be lucky if I get a one. Same thing every Sunday, always company to be fed. They talk like they're wound up. Sure wish I had a piece of bread.
Hey, would you please pass the biscuits? Look, pass the biscuits, please.
It looks like somebody would notice that I ain't started eating yet. Sure be glad when they get their fill and just go out in the parlor and set. And then, by golly, I won't have to use my manners. I'll just get a biscuit myself. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. There ain't a biscuit left. The only day of the week that we all get Sunday fed. And they add up all the biscuits. And, well, I just can't eat without bread.
There's something the matter, no bread on the platter, and he just can't eat without bread.
This is Scott Gorky of WMWM at Salem State University in Massachusetts, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex, Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WMFO Medford. And here is your unnecessary disclaimer. The Desperate Hours is intended for the use of the individual listeners and may contain music and information that is confidential, privileged, or unsuitable for overly sensitive persons with low self-esteem, no sense of humor, or just plain cry easily. If you are not a Desperate Hours listener, you are not within the sound of my voice, which constitutes an irritating social faux pas. Listeners must use the word absquatulation in its correct context somewhere other than this program. Use as directed. Shake well before using. Member FDIC. Not the Beatles, but an incredible simulation. No animals were harmed in the transmission of this broadcast, but we strongly suggest that you check your dog periodically. If you have listen to the Desperate Hours in error, please contact a healthcare specialist. Bake for 20 minutes at 300 degrees. Call your mother. Do not taunt Happy Fun Ball.
One little, two little, three little Indians, four little, five little, six little Indians, seven little, eight little, nine little Indians, ten little Indian boys.
Brown had a little Indian, Johnny Brown had a little Indian, Johnny Brown had a little Indian, one little Indian boy. Said one little, two little, three little Indians, four little, five little, six little Indians, seven little, eight little, nine little Indians, ten little Indian boys. One little, two little, three little Indians, four little, five little, six little Indians, seven little, eight little, nine little Indians, ten little Indian boys. Johnny Brown had a little Indian, Johnny Brown had a little Indian, Johnny Brown had a little Indian, one little Indian boy. Said one little, two little, three little Indians, four little, five little, six little Indians, seven little, eight little, nine little Indians, ten little Indian boys.
Oh yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard Bill Haley and his Comets do their rendition of 10 Little Indians, 7-inch released pretty early on in the history of the 7-inch record. Came out in Essex in 1953, and yes, that was the original vinyl. Well, you heard Jimmy Dean channeling Andre Williams, all country style. And he got so frustrated, he started his own company. Please Pass the Biscuits, 7-inch released on Columbia in 1962. Before that, Mr. C Funk Junction, because you use a lot of butter, even though maybe you're not having popcorn. Popcorn isn't wait until Christmas. But anyway, Mr. C Funk Junction did Hot Butter and All. I got that off the compilation Butt Shaker Soul Party Volume 2. Came out of Mr. Lucky, France. Originally released on the Hurdy Gurdy label in 1970. And before that, Tony Douglas and Geronimo. I got that off the compilation with Chickanauga, came out on Buffalo Bop in 1993, originally released on the D Records label in 1958. Here we kicked off the set, the next to last set of the evening, with the Warriors and War Paint, originally released on the LJV label in 1958. But I'm going to lie, I got off the compilations Chicken Session, Early Northwest Rockers and Instrumentals Volume 2, came out on Norton in 2002. Anyway, got about 20 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Till I find you, I'm a hungry man. spread my table with cotton and silk. Eat a whole cake of cornbread and clabbered milk. To try to find a morning snack. But when I got there, the cupboard was bare. Nothing but misery there. I'm a hungry man. Yes, I'm a hungry man. Yes, I like to spread my table with cotton and silk. Eat a whole cake of cornbread and some clabbered milk. I'm a hungry man. Oh yes, I'm a hungry man.
Arthur here, and I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Thing out of the house. Here's what I did. I hung the body out the window. It was cold, and I shut the window on the neck, left the head inside. I went on with my work. And everything was going great until I get this call from the ugly woman downstairs. Oh, you wouldn't like her. She had her nose fixed, now her mouth won't work. And I think it makes her meaner. And she's on the phone, she says, Phyllis, what is this stuff coming down the side of the building? I wondered where it was going. Nobody told me to sew up the other end. She says, what is this stuff coming down the side of the building into my window and all over my new Bigelow? I was delighted. I said, looky here, you. For one thing, Bigelow should be at work. I said, for another thing, you want to know what it is? Taste it. And she did. They took her away. I wish they hadn't taken her through the lobby. Screaming for cranberries. She said she wanted to marry a pilgrim.
Thank you. Do you know that termites in this country eat better than humans do? And who pays for their food? You and homeowners like you, who may have failed to make sure they don't prey on your house. As you know, termites are insects that nest in the ground under the house and come up to attack wood. Once they get inside the wood, they proceed to ruin it. And then it's too late. The damage has been done. Sincerely yours.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation for us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life.
You done? You stopped the show.
Oh yeah, they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Mifflin. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, would-have-could-haves, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for 2 hours each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m., Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. The first broadcast, well, actually on Thanksgiving Day for the Desperate Hours, I'm usually banging sick because we're entertaining, but thanks to COVID-19, we aren't. I don't know, I guess that's your loss. Anyway, you just heard Paul Revere and the Raiders and Indian Reservation, probably the most popular version of that song. 7-inch released on Columbia in 1971. Before that, another track from Nino Tempo's Rock and Roll Beach Party. Came out on Liberty in 1956. This one's called Heartburn Motel. And before that, Alfred E. Newman, and It's a Gas. That was a 5-inch flexi disc that came with the March 1963 issue of Mad Magazine. And I found out today just going through compilations, that it actually appears on one of the Desperate Rock and Roll volumes, I think number 4. Anyway, before Alfred E. Newman, you heard Little Eva and Let's Turkey Trot, song written by Goffin and King, and it was on the Dimension label in 1963. Well, that Titus Turner did Hungry Man, originally released on Atlantic in 1957, but I got off the compilation Boomalay Volume 7, came out on Stagger Lee in Germany in 2015, and we got the set, the last set of the show, with Dee Dee Sharp and Mashed Potato Time, a 7-inch released on Cameo in 1962. Hey, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go over to schedule Thursday night, scroll down to 6 p.m. or 1800 hours. I forget if it's military or clock time. But anyway, you just click on the Desperate Hours Alex, and by the good grace of the DMCA, the playlist and archive are there for 2 weeks after the broadcast. Or, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, all you got to do is go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Then join the group. I do post the playlist and archive there for the 2 weeks it's up. Anyway, I hope you had a joyous Thanksgiving, or at least as joyous as the times allow. I know that I'm thankful for all you listeners who do tune in, give me encouragement to keep me going with this thing. It can be tough putting these shows together. As anybody at MFO or any place around the country that pre-records their shows to upload, it is an undertaking, and I am forever grateful to those who tune in and make it worth the effort. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. Take care. You've just heard a rebroadcast of the Desperate Hours Thanksgiving 2020 episode. I'll be back next Thursday, December 2nd, 2021, with a live episode coming at you from WMFO Studio A. Hope you had a great holiday. Take care.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.